Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my wonderful audience. I want to read to you a beautiful passage from the Gospel, Galatians chapter 4. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. My friend, I love it. Because my wife was ex-Muslim, born and raised as a Muslim, and she was studying Islamic law and Islamic religion in Al-Azhar Islamic University in Cairo, Egypt. She used to work as a Muslim teacher, Arabic teacher. Her father became genuine born-again Christian. And then she asked him, Father, but after Jesus, God sent Muhammad. And we studied in the Islamic University that Muhammad is the last prophet. Her father was a very educated man. He told her, Hala, that does not make any sense. That after God sent the prophets and sent his law through the prophets and through Moses, we know from the Bible that the Gospel of John, chapter 1, for the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. And he told her, it does not make any sense that after Jesus came and revealed the grace of God and revealed the heart of God, which is full of love, and revealed the forgiveness of God based on God's love and God's grace, it does not make any sense that hundreds of years later, he will send Muhammad to take people, to take us back to the law, an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth, and the only regulations do and don't. Jesus came and revealed the heart of God, which is full of grace and love toward us. The law commands and demands, do all these things or else you will be punished. The law does not give us the power to obey it. Jesus came to give us love, forgiveness. Jesus came to help us to change our hearts and minds through his spirit. The law only requires, God requires, God requires. The law has no heart. The gospel, which is a wonderful news, Jesus came to declare to us, revealed that God desires to have a personal relationship with us because he loves us. The law commands. Jesus came to serve us and reveal that God gave us of himself to save us. The law condemns. Grace is God came through Jesus to serve sinners and evildoers, because he does not want us to die in our sins and be separated from him now and forever. God wants us to enjoy his love now and forever. Jesus Christ came and sacrificed himself to provide a way for us to be forgiven of our sins, forgiven of everything wrong we did. The law makes us understand and realize that we are not perfect, that we are sinners, and makes us seek God to be forgiven by God, seek the solution that God provides. Jesus Christ brought us the gospel, which is not just do and don't. Jesus brought us the solution for our sins. I remember when I used to study Islamic law, Sharia law, in law school in Egypt. I studied 4 years Sharia law, thousands of pages trying to impose Islamic law on humans. That's how Islam believe what God wants, is imposing the law on people, do and don't. Many, many, many commandments try to make people do what God wants them to do according to Muhammad, the founder of the Islamic religion. However, we have the gospel, something different. Even though the gospel contains many commandments to help us know and do the right things which God desires us to do, but the focus of the gospel, the focus of Jesus' teaching, is the manifestation and the revelation of who God is to enable us to enjoy God's presence, to enjoy God's forgiveness, to enable us to enjoy a personal relationship with God that starts now and remain forever. So Christianity is not just about do this and don't do this, regulating people's conducts. Christianity is about enjoying and receiving God's grace and love through Jesus Christ. We as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, have a far deeper and nobler, more wonderful conception of God. Jesus came and revealed who God is, revealed through his life, through his actions, through his words. Jesus revealed God's gentleness, compassion, power in miracles, yes, wisdom. Jesus even had tears and revealed God's passionate love toward the human condition, toward sinners. Jesus also revealed how a sinner like me can change and can have a personal relationship with God, my Creator. My friend, if you want to enjoy God's love and God's grace and God's forgiveness, you need to repent of your sins. Really repent. Tell God, I want to walk according to your will. And you need to put your faith that Jesus Christ paid the penalty for everything wrong you did. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to know the truth about God, you must accept Jesus' words. Jesus came, has become one of us, and in his sinless life, he perfectly obeyed the law. And in his death, he endured the consequences of our sins. He obeyed the law on our behalf. As we read in the gospel passage, he obeyed the law perfectly. He did not die because he broke the law. He died to pay the penalty for us who broke the law of God. When you repent of your sins, sincerely decide to live your life close to God and in harmony with his will, and when you believe that Jesus is your only savior from paying the penalty for your sins, you will be free from the burden and condemnation of the law. This is the only way that you can receive the solution that God provided for your sins, is when you accept Jesus, trust in Jesus, then his righteousness, his sonship, his union with God will be yours. Pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, I admit I am a sinner. God, I acknowledge that I am not living my life in a way pleasing to you. God, I acknowledge that I violated my conscience. I violated your law. God, I acknowledge that I can't earn your forgiveness because of my works. God, today I repent. Today I put my faith in Jesus, that he is my only savior. He paid the penalty for my sins. God, today I receive your love, your grace, your forgiveness through my faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My brother, my sister, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to rejoice with you and send you a free material that will help you in your Christian life. Rest of my audience, remember, it doesn't matter what is your background. Remember that we are one family. God wants us to serve him together regardless of our different Christian background. Contact me if I can help you in any way or pray with you for your unsaved friends and for the Muslim people that you know.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.